This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a grand roadshow this evening in Patna after inaugurating the new terminal building of Jayaprakash Narayan International Patna Airport and laying the foundation stone for the second airport of Patna at Bihita. The new terminal building at Patna Airport, constructed at a cost of around 1,200 crore rupees, is set to significantly enhance the airport's annual passenger handling capacity to 1 crore. The project of new civil enclave of Bihita Airport is worth over 1,410 crore rupees. Earlier, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of city-based gas distribution project at Alipurduar Parade Ground in Alipurduar district of West Bengal. The 1,017 crore rupee project will benefit the people of Alipurduar and Cooch Behar districts of West Bengal. Speaking at the event, the Prime Minister said, "The central government has initiated numerous development projects worth thousands of crores in West Bengal over the past decade."
आज जब भारत विकसित राष्ट्र की ओर बढ़ रहा है तो बंगाल की भागीदारी अपेक्षित भी है और अनिवार्य भी है। इसी इरादे के साथ केंद्र सरकार यहां लगातार इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, इनोवेशन और इन्वेस्टमेंट को नई गति दे रही है। बंगाल का विकास भारत के भविष्य की नींव है। हमने इस मंच से अलीपुरद्वार और कूचबिहार में सिटी गैस डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन प्रोजेक्ट का शुभारंभ किया है।
Addressing the Sikkim at 50 event virtually today, Prime Minister Modi said, "Sikkim and the entire Northeast are emerging as a shining chapter in India's progress." The Prime Minister asserted that the centre is fully supporting Sikkim in its growth. The External Affairs Ministry today stated that India's stand has been very clear on engagement with Pakistan and reiterated that any engagement has to be bilateral. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "Terrorism and talks cannot go together." Mr. Jaiswal stressed that Pakistan needs to hand over the terrorists to India, whose records were submitted to them some years ago. He said talks on Jammu and Kashmir will be held only on the vacating of Pakistan-occupied Kashmir and when Pakistan hands over the territory to India. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan from Sakhi Gopal in Puri district, Odisha today. The minister said the campaign promotes two-way communication between scientists and farmers. He said scientists will share research and technical insights while also gathering data on the challenges faced by the farmers. Mr. Chauhan said the initiative will involve experts from the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, and Krishi Vigyan Kendra to strengthen the lab-to-land connection. Prasar Bharati Shared Audio Visuals for Broadcast and Dissemination, or PB Shabd, has invited YouTubers, podcasters, and video editors to register for its free services. PB Shabd is a go-to source for copyright-free, authentic, and safe-to-use content. PB Shabd offers free authentic media assets for YouTubers and creators with no paywall and no risk. Shabd has a robust network of over 1,500 reporters, correspondents and stringers, supported by 60 dedicated edit desks operating round the clock to provide comprehensive coverage. News portals across the country can access Doordarshan and All India Radio's trusted repository through Shabd. A U.S. federal court today blocked President Trump's global trade tariffs, dealing a major blow to a central part of his economic agenda. The Court of International Trade ruled that President Trump overstepped his authority by using emergency powers to impose broad tariffs on imports from nearly every country. The court said only Congress has the constitutional power to regulate foreign commerce. The Trump administration said it would appeal the decision. National record holder Avinash Sable won gold in the 3,000-meter steeplechase at the Asian Athletics Championships at Gumi, South Korea today. Jyoti Haraji also bagged gold in women's 100-meter hurdles. And in IPL, Royal Challengers Bengaluru beat table-topper Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in the first qualifier at Chandigarh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.